KMUD is currently holding its spring membership drive with the theme, Education by the People, for the People. This week, KMUD News is highlighting this theme and those who put it into action here on the North Coast and beyond. Tonight, we feature Janine Jackson, the Program Director of FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, and the host and producer of FAIR's syndicated radio show, Counterspin, which airs every Sunday at 1 p.m. here on KMUD.
FAIR started in 1986, and I know that for a lot of listeners, that's a long time ago. But at that time, news media, which is what FAIR focuses on, news media were not really thought of as anything controversial or complicated. In other words, news was something that was delivered to you as a service, as a citizen, and it was free of constraints. It was basically, this is what happened today that you needed to learn about. And so when FAIR, and obviously not FAIR alone, but when we stepped into the conversation in 1986, our message was to say, you know, the news that you're getting, the information that you're getting that is telling you not just what is happening around the world, but how to feel about it, that information is coming from corporations that are for-profit corporations. The stations that you're listening to are owned by those corporations, and the advertisers that are sponsoring that news program are also for-profit corporations. And so FAIR's message was just to say, be vigilant, be aware of the fact that this is not news from nowhere, that the factors, the forces that are bringing information about the world to you have interests. Have influences. They want you to feel a certain way about things, and they would rather you not feel another way about things. And so in our general message is about corporate influence, the fact that newspapers, radio stations, TV stations are owned by for-profit corporations, and understanding the effects of that, the influence of that on the day-to-day coverage of the news has been very, very important to us. So it's a little bit of a complicated conversation, but I can say if no one hears anything else, we need to support community media that is neither influenced overwhelmingly by corporate dollars or by government.
Janine, some of our listeners here, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB, and associate it with, quote, corporate media. We often emphasize that we don't have any corporate donors, but when they learn that 25% of our funding comes from the CPB, some assume the worst. Can we start there, and can you explain what CPB is and how it operates, and why it is critical to community stations like ours?
CPB was created as a way to insulate public broadcasters from political intimidation. You know, we talk a lot about corporate influence, and of course that's important, but if you go back to 1967, the idea was we're going to create a space to hear voices and perspectives that commercial outlets don't want to support. And let me just sidestep and say this is a tiny amount of funding. Public radio and public media and get a tiny amount of funding from the public government. But even that amount of funding was considered a congressional football. And so the point is, ever since it started, it's been twisted against that goal. It's been used as instead a political tool, you know, to push PBS, to push NPR, to bend over backwards, to provide programming that is more hospitable to the right, because they're the ones who are saying, hey, if you don't do that, we'll cut off your funding.
With the current threats we're seeing, many of the stations that air Counterspin are facing a period of uncertainty regarding funding. I'm sure you've read much of the Project 2025 text, which explicitly aims to eliminate public media funding. What is the goal behind this effort? Why would this administration want to defund public media, and what are the broader implications of that decision?
It's hard to understand, given the tiny percentage of money, first of all, taxpayer money, that goes to public media, again, versus other countries. But also, when you look at the content of public media, what is it that they're so mad about? Well, one of the things public media do that they deliver news to remote, small, rural regions, right? To places that would not be profitable for a commercial to produce for. So public media reach people who wouldn't be otherwise reached. They cover topics, you know, that are not necessarily attractive to advertisers and public media owners. So they fill a void, and they cover communities that are traditionally ignored by mainstream news organizations. Why does this current administration see that as a threat? We're not talking necessarily about the content of what these outlets say. We're talking about where they are. You know, some of them, it's like, well, they're rural regions, they're remote regions, you know, they're communities. Why are we silencing whole communities and whole regions, you know, in a way that we're pretending is not about censorship? So again, I would send people back to real data about the percentage of public media that comes from the government, and it's tiny. It's tiny. So before you even get yourself tangled up in an argument about public broadcast, what they do, ask whoever you're arguing with, wait, what are we talking about? How much money are we talking about? Because it's a tiny fraction of money. And what it tells us is they're afraid of what, forget public, they're afraid of what independent news media will do and can do. It's about ensuring that media are responsive to community and not responsive to powerful corporate actors or owners. It's not easy. It's a conversation that we need to have, but I think at this point we do understand what we don't want. And what we don't want is the US government saying, we're going to decide whether or not you deserve to keep your license based on the content that we see you producing and whether or not it agrees with us. And that's why I always say to folks who have a community radio station that they listen to, but they're like, you know what, every Tuesday they do this show and I really hate it. It's like, you're not calling for support for voices that you agree with. You're calling for support for spaces, platforms that exist where you can possibly hear voices that are counter to the powerful forces in society who in 2025 are deeply, deeply invested in shutting you up, which is why we have to support truly independent media, which might be reliant on your $5.
That was our KMUD Membership Drive Special News Spotlight, featuring Janine Jackson, the Program Director of Fair, Fairness, and Accuracy in Reporting, and the host and producer of Counterspin. You can hear this interview in full during next Tuesday's Public Affairs Special at 5:30 p.m., just before the local news.